This one girl was like, oh yeah, like even there's this, even this playmate right now that's like trying to cosplay. It's so dumb. And then my friend was like,
Who?
you mean Holly? And the other girl was like, yeah, do you know her? She was like, yeah, I do. What about her? What are you saying? Yeah, and like I was like, and I did, but I didn't know, so I befriended the other person, and they were borrowing my cosplays, and I had no idea they were talking mad shit about me behind my back until like way later on. I was like, cool, thanks, guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Today, in the canoe, in the back seat, we have our lovely, our wonderful, our spontaneous Cosmo from the
Yo, what up, guys?
Cosmo Show. Yeah. So tell me, Cosmo, what's your favorite color and why?
My favorite color? It's gonna be purple, gray or silver, and black.
All right.
Yeah.
Funny enough, our guest today is wearing not quite purple, but purple adjacent. We have joining us today a very special guest. She not only has a YouTube channel with 700,000 subscribers, but she has a gardening YouTube channel as well. You all know her. Her name is Holly Wald.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us
Of
in the DeLulu
course.
Canoe. I'm so excited to have you here because I feel like you are just so knowledgeable.
Oh.
And every time I talk to you have so many things to tell me. So I was eager to have you in the canoe and just like let us into your
Oh,
mind.
thank you.
Let us see what makes you a little delulu, you know. So tell me, now that you're in the canoe,
Yes.
what has been shaking your brain a little bit this week? What is something that has just made your brain explode?
I wouldn't say make my brain explode, but like just getting to me in general. And just kind of like, guys, we need to stop this. I get DMs all the time, messages all the time, and I like to keep up with my messages. I like to make sure everything's cleared. And then I go into my DMs, and all I see every day, all day, is all of these bros starting their own OF agencies, starting their own modeling agencies. Everyone is trying to capitalize
Capitalize.
and take what creators have made for themselves and get a part of that. And it depends on the mood. I try to be really nice, or I'm just like, yo, leave me alone. This week I actually did one and I posted it on Twitter where I was
Ooh.
really nice. I was like, you know, they're like, hey, we're an agency, we're doing this, we can help you with all this money. These girls do this. I was like, I love that for them.
And you
And they
left it
go,
at that?
are you interested? I'm like, nope, have a great day. And I even had a friend be like, wow, I wish I could be that nice. I was
Yeah.
like, you know what? It depends on how I'm feeling. But sometimes
Just
I'm really mean. I'm
depends.
like, bro, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't need you to help me with my social media, which I have been doing for the last like 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible that you run it on
Yeah.
your own. I know a lot of people start outsourcing as they start to get big. So
Right.
I heavily
It
applaud
is
you
a
for that.
lot. It is a lot.
Yeah.
And only recently have I been dabbling with the fact of maybe having people help me. I do hire like a full-time videographer.
Okay, yeah.
But
Yep.
it's somebody I know, somebody I trust, and everything like that. But it's just like it's constant. It's
Yeah.
constant every day. Hey, I can do this for you. I
Woof.
want to take 20 to 30% of your income.
What?
Give me some of that. Delicious.
And then you go and look at their page and they have like 1,000 followers.
Yeah,
And you're like,
or it's just their sources. You never know. Like, are you actually making these people that much more money? Like, are you credible? What are you doing to make them that much more
yeah.
money? I don't know. I don't know if I vibe with
Do
this.
you fact check the bros? Like, when they do they like, for me personally, when I get them, they'll leave like a list of like, we represent this, this, and this person. And do you go and
Yeah.
like message them?
I mean, I used to do that. Now I'm just kind of like, good for them.
Yeah.
So happy for them. Like, I want other people to succeed. And I'm just like, if you're doing that for them, amazing. I'm good, though. But I used to. And what's weird, though, is I feel like, I don't know if you get this, but a lot of these messages from all these different people are like the same. They're the same formula.
Yeah.
They're the same message. Yes. Or now it's girls. Girls mm-hmm. accounts. And I don't know if they're still running it or if it's their agency. Probably. They're like, hey, girl. Saw you on my Explore page. I'm so happy. You're so cute. My agency, my management company wants to talk to you. I'm like, well, then why aren't they messaging me? Who are you?
Because they don't want the one-word answers from you.
They're trying to be maybe more relatable.
Yep, yep.
By either posting from one of the girls' accounts that they're posting for.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just like, what? What is happening? Or, who are you? What is going on?
It could be a guy named Chuck in his basement, you know. Just
I mean,
you know.
It probably is.
And I salute these people. If you're determined and you're like, dang, these people a lot of us know how much people are making
mm-hmm.
on OF and on Patreon and Fansly and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people are open with their earnings mm-hmm. or whatever the case. So I think people are like, damn, these people are making a lot of money. I would like some of that.
Yeah,
thank you very
yeah.
much. And it's like the new wave of the referral code. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember I knew a few photographers back in the day that would kind of do the same thing, not start an agency to help girls and like have the chatters or whatever, or pose for them or whatever, take their photos. But I know a few photographers who would be like, sign up under my referral link. I have a referral link. And so they would get 5% of your income.
Whoa.
It used to be lifetime.
Oh.
Years ago.
Okay.
So if you had someone sign up under you,
yeah,
you would get 5% of their earnings lifetime.
I heard that was because of Trisha Paytas.
I don't know. Stopped. I guess so. So I guess I actually saw a few photographers on my Facebook. One in particular was so mad because they changed it to a year.
Mm-hmm.
So he was no longer banking off or could bank off girls. Like, it maybe if you had like even five.
Yeah.
And you got 5% of their income and they were making maybe tens of thousands a month.
Yeah. That's a good chunk.
That's crazy. But he was so mad. And I was like, bro, serves you right. You're not doing anything.
It's a dead account. He's doing nothing with it.
The girls are the ones putting their bodies on the internet, doing it, working their butts off. You don't deserve it. He was mad. And that stuck with me for a while. And now, like I said, it's these people starting their own agencies and like, we'll do it all for you. Don't have to talk to these people. We'll do it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I've had a couple of rappers that have DM'd me. Yeah. That, it's getting in the rapper game
now.
Wait,
was it? Didn't Loke? No. Uh-oh. Wait. The Uh-oh, Ace Family dude.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. He didn't DM me, though.
He was...
Did he DM you?
No, but Laura on Twitter, who I know and who I follow, he mm-hmm. did. He DM'd her.
Austin McBroom?
Yes, yes, yes. So now we have, like, big YouTubers trying to get a cut of the OF girls, and it's kind of like, dang, aren't you making enough money on YouTube? Like, what are you doing?
Well, he needs it after the divorce.
I guess so, yeah. But, yeah, so it's been so weird. But yeah, it's always, rappers.
Rappers, yeah.
Or like these verified accounts mm-hmm. or these big girls who I guess have people, hey girl, I really like
doing
your
the
stuff.
Pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing
I'm
the
like,
pitch rounds.
No, thank you.
I love how polite you are about it though. Like I legit go, like how you said sometimes you're very short and you depends
yes,
on the mood.
Yes.
When I get those, I don't even answer most times, but if I'm pissed off, I'll just be like, can you please just F off? Like go pitch to somebody else. Like I'm not signing up underneath you. You have no followers. This is copy paste.
Yeah.
And usually when I go through my DMs, like you said, it's the same message, but they send it at the same time.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to be slick, bro.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, okay, I wonder if it works.
I think so.
I wonder the percentage of how much it works. Because they're doing it and they keep doing it. So it must like work out for them. You know, you send it to enough people,
mm-hmm.
you might get someone, you know?
See, I think the strategy at first was trying to go after girls that didn't have an account on the platform.
Which is so predatory.
Yeah.
If you're not already, like, if it's not something that you're doing yourself, I don't typically like the idea of, you know, being like, hey, want to start an you want to make some money, girl? Yeah, I don't like that. And I tell this to people who are younger in general. I said, listen, once you go down that road, you know, there's not a lot of coming back. I shot for Playboy for years. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I would tell people all the time, I'm like, listen, once you shoot for Playboy, especially if Playboy Plus picks up your sets, they are going to be on the internet. And I have 100% lost jobs and opportunities because of my branding association with Playboy as a nude model. So, yeah, you're no longer family friendly. And some companies will be like, you know what? We will, if they have an option between a family friendly creator and a not, they're going to go with the family friendly one. So I always say, I'm like, same with OF and Fansly and stuff. I'm like, listen, I want you to think about this and take your time, because it can open doors,
but
it can also close doors. So I, and especially for younger impressionable girls, I want to make sure, like, I want you to, it's great, I love it, but I want to make sure you're very aware of the consequences, because there are some.
There are, and your family's going to know.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to find out.
You know, when my dad, when I first started doing that kind of stuff, I remember my parents asking me, they're like, are you okay?
Aww.
Do you need money? I'm like, no, guys, I'm good. I like it. They're like, oh, okay.
It's art. It's expression.
But, you know, it all depends on your perspective on it. And
I appreciate you even talking about that topic as well, just because I do think there is a lot on social media, the glamorization
of
Only Flapjacks, where everybody is so... Flapjacks. We keep it PG sometimes here.
Only Flapjacks.
Like you said the word, bleep this chompy, nude earlier, so we say noodle.
Noodle! You have to tell me these things! Okay, don't worry.
I appreciate you being like so in this industry that you do talk about the positives and the negatives, because I think social media, especially during the pandemic,
can we
say that word? We might have to say panini.
Panini.
The panini.
The panini.
The snap.
The snap. There you go.
I'm a fan of snap.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Stop.
It's too real. I think so many people glamorize the quick turnaround, the quick money, which, don't get me wrong, is great. It bought this whole setup, you know? I will not lie about it's financially very beneficial.
Right.
But also, you have to be dedicated.
Yes.
You can't just willy-nilly every once in a while. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a full-time commitment, which is why these bros are making these sites or making their own agencies and are trying to get other girls to sign up under them, because they want to do all the micromanaging for you and try to make you more money and make them more money.
And I'm sure it's great to have a lucrative income where you're not the one on the line.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody really knows. Like, it's not your face.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why wouldn't they try? So, yeah, kudos to them. But, yeah, no, thank you.
Kudos, but no.
Good try. Try again.
Yeah.
You keep going.
It just feels weird to me when it's I'm going to be a little hot take here. It's weird to me when it's a man.
Oh, yeah.
I feel strange about it. Which is why they probably started using the girls' accounts, like you had mentioned.
Exactly.
Because it's more approachable.
Exactly. Yeah. If we have other beautiful women with large accounts and verified status being like, girl, love you. It's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, babe, let's work is my favorite that they've been sending.
Yeah, so I totally understand. It's definitely a tactic that I am sure works.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think we all want girls to, like, be more supportive of girls.
Each other.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand why they do it.
That is
good try.
The perfect segue because my DeLulu this week really actually kind of goes hand in hand with what you talked about, how these bros want to run these accounts. But talking about women standing up for women and supporting each other, one of the big things I get asked a lot currently, because I used to do travel modeling like you a lot, like full time, I would get asked a lot about photographers, events, and other models.
Okay.
That they would ask me to vouch for them. But I have found recently, like, I would vouch in an appropriate way and I would be honest. Mm-hmm. But I found recently that's like not a thing anymore. Like, you ask someone to, like, oh, hey, I'm going to work with this photographer. What do you think about them? And these girls are genuinely asking other women who have worked with these photographers.
Right.
And the other women aren't replying. So I wonder if that goes hand in hand with agencies now running girls' Instagram accounts, that they're just not replying to these newer girls, so they can't vet photographers' events.
Because they don't actually know what's like, because, yeah. So if you ask someone something a little bit more personal or a personal experience that they have, if it is someone running their account, yeah, it's going to go unanswered. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because I actually wanted to potentially collab with someone who is a gardening creator.
Okay.
Who has like an OFTV thing. And so I messaged them because I couldn't find their Instagram.
Oh.
For the life of me, I tried. It wasn't, you know how you can link it?
Yeah.
Right? Nope, not there. So I DM'd them on their account. I said, hey, listen, I'm coming to LA. Love your stuff. Seen your videos. Like, would love to do a gardening thing. No answer. And then I had subscribed at that point, like free subscribed. And then I started getting like the everyday messages, you know? And I was like, hey. Are you there? Do you run your account? Nothing. Next message. You know, ooh, cute things. Next message. I was like, girl, okay. They're not actually there. Oh. I was like, God damn it. So I couldn't find them to save the life of me.
That's so upsetting.
I know. And I really wanted to get a hold of this girl because she's a great creator. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. And like to find somebody who does the content that you
do. Exactly. Very similar content on the platform, and it would work so well together. And yeah, I subbed and I said, hey, by the way, I'm a creator too.
Yeah.
Would love to potentially do something.
Yeah.
Completely ignored. And I was like, okay, let's definitely, they got an agency, which is fine. But yeah, I wish their agency would be like, hey, by the way, we actually have.
Well, because you're a big name in the industry. So you'd think that whoever's running that account would be all hands on deck, because that's a big collab.
It is. Yeah. It would be nice for them to even just be like, hey, by the way, have you heard of this person or do you know this person? They say they're this. And then you can go check real quick. Be like, oh, yeah. Okay. Actually. Yeah. I don't know. But you never know. You never know who's running their account. And they're like, I don't care. Why would I care? Ugh. So yeah, that did suck. So I feel sad sometimes because I do want to work with more people and I do want to do stuff, and it definitely gets hard sometimes with girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was curious on the topic of vetting people, places, events, photographers.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just curious if maybe you had some advice on how to go about doing that. Like, I had a couple of things in mind. One thing that I like to do, and I'm curious if you do this too, is when I do ask a creator about a certain person, place, or event, I won't put it in, like, I'll say an introduction in writing, but then I'll send them the question in a voice message on Instagram.
Okay.
So then that way they feel like, one, they can hear it's my voice. So there's a little bit of comfort in hearing someone's voice.
Okay.
But also I tell them in that voice message, feel free to voice chat me back so you can say whatever you want to say and it won't get back to the person. So say you had a bad experience with a photographer. You don't want in writing, hey, this person did something to me and, you know, I could screen grab it and send it to that person.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's one tactic I found that works for me.
I don't know. Like, I guess for me, like, I have found my core group of, like, photographers and videographers and stuff. And I just really tend to stick with them.
Okay.
And kind of do all my work with those same people because, like, I trust them. I think they're phenomenal. Like, we vibe together. I think I've been doing, like, content for so long that it's like, okay, like, these people are great. I know I'm going to get what I need.
Yeah.
They're happy to be there. Like, it's a good time. Then we work well. I don't try to work with new people that much anymore. On that side, on the videographer and photographer side.
Yeah.
And I actually did the other day. Work with someone new who I've never worked with here, and I kind of like immediately regretted it.
No!
It's just kind of like,
yeah.
Gosh darn it. Yeah. I was like, well, I have wasted my time.
No.
And I knew a few people that work with them, and they're like, oh yeah, they're great. They're very LA. Like, they're very, like, you know, they
kind of. What does that mean?
Like, they kind of think they're, like, too cool for school. Oh. Very, very, like, in LA, and showed up with, like, big glasses on, and they were going through something. So it wasn't, like, they were definitely distracted.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so it just wasn't the best first experience.
Right.
And I just felt like they weren't all there. Oh. And then also with the sense of, like, they don't know me. They have no idea who I am, really, besides, like, my social media. And then it was so typical. It was like the, you know, when people perk up when they hear, like, your social media. Oh, you have, oh, wow. You have that many on YouTube? Yeah.
They didn't.
Oh, that? Oh, cool.
Look you up.
Oh, just my Instagram. And so my YouTube is a lot bigger than my Instagram now. And so.
Interesting.
When I, because I was like, hey, by the way, I'm going to do some vloggy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, so you do a lot of YouTube? I'm like, yeah, I do. They're like, oh, like, what's your YouTube? Like, how many subs you got? And I told them, and it was like.
The change.
The instant, like, oh. Oh, shit. And I was like. God damn it, they're one of those.
Oh,
I was
like, shit. Man.
And that's happened. Now, I remember to a T years ago, mm-hmm. I was at a party here in LA, and a guy had invited me, and I knew nobody. And so I'm like sitting by the pool, I'm like living my life, and like not a lot of people would talk to me. And I had my main Instagram at the time.
Oh.
I had an Instagram that like was almost at 1 million. And it got banned for a bit, so I started my backup, mm-hmm. which then Instagram decided to verify.
I remember this story.
So
yes.
I got rid of my big one. So I was maybe at like 600K on Instagram at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there by the pool, like by myself, living my life. No one really talked to me, which is fine. Like, whatever. They don't know me. I don't know them. Exactly. But it wasn't until I was like on my Instagram, and I guess one of the girls like beside me was looking at my phone. She goes, oh, is that your Instagram? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God. Oh.
Oh.
What's your name? And I was like, oh, we will not be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was getting the cold shoulder from everyone. And as soon as someone saw my numbers, I was like, of course. I was like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I hate that stuff. So, yeah, I don't like the whole, like, oh, I'll help you. But now I will only help you, or I'll only do things for you because, like, oh, you're like. Actually somebody.
See, I had the opposite happen to me at a party where they at first got excited over my numbers, but then she did this thing. I actually made like a TikTok video about this, but I never put it out because I'm scared she's gonna see.
Oh no.
Because she obviously was a bigger creator than me, and yeah, I didn't know. And she was just like chit-chatting with me casually, and she was like, oh, like, let me see your Instagram. So I showed her, and then she was like, well, what's your demographic? What's your demo? That's the word she said
what's
to me.
What's your demo?
What's your demo? And I was like, my demo reel? Like my acting reel? What do you mean? She's like, no, what's your demographic?
You.
Yeah.
Right.
So then she like punches a bunch of buttons and I'm watching her do it and I'm like, oh, I didn't
on
know
your
that.
Phone? I'm
yeah. And she shows me and she was like, oh, so you're just a thirst trap account.
No!
Yeah. And then she was like, maybe try to get some female followers. And then I was like,
damn.
Oh. I was like, okay. And this is like when I first moved to LA. So like I didn't have a big following.
Man.
And it was so strange to me because I was like, a demo. Okay, I'm learning. You know, like I was just excited. And even when she walked away, I was just so like, okay, great. Like, you know, you can't read on my brain.
Thank you so much.
But yeah. It was such a weird, gross thing.
Yeah.
God. I get the LA party vibe.
People are weird.
People
girls
are
weird. Guys are weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sucks. And I do get a little sad sometimes when people don't help each other.
Yeah.
And I get it, everyone. You know, you want to look after yourself. You all have your own friends. Like, I get it. And I've definitely been in situations where I think people are my friend and they're not.
Oh.
So it happens. You know what I mean? So I understand why people kind of stick to their own friend group and stuff, especially as creators do get larger, because you also really don't know if someone is, you know, there to maybe be your friend, or they're right. like, actually, I could probably benefit from this. So it does, you know, it does benefit people to kind of stick to what they know. But it is also nice to help people. And,
yeah,
you know, we all kind of benefit from, like, bringing everyone up. Listen, the internet is like a vast place. Okay, there's a million people in the world. There's billions of people in the world. So it's like, there's enough room for everyone. And I yep. don't think that, yes, we all kind of like can compete with each other in a way, but also not yeah. really. Yeah. You yeah. know, it's like, I don't think your income, your social media, whatever it may be, I don't think is going to be that greatly affected by helping someone, and maybe they, you know, surpass you. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is that going to completely tank you? No, I don't think so. So I think it's just better to, I don't know, be nice and help.
I think so in that
maybe
respect.
Not go out of your way like crazy.
Yeah. I like to call that like piggybacking, or like paying it forward, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that helped me out when I first moved here.
Right.
And sure, you could look at, you know, my socials and say like, oh, well, you surpassed them.
Right.
But I'm always like pulling them forward with me. I'm always saying thank you for the opportunities they gave me. I'm always introducing them to other people.
Yeah. Like, you're it's grateful such a collaborative... for what they did. And it's like, listen, if you need help, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard to find that group, but when you do, it's like you handle them with care. And you help
Don't
each
leave
other
me.
Out.
Yeah. We're friends.
We're friendicles.
Yeah. No, I agree. I will say though, I don't gatekeep, but I would say there's been times where girls will be like, "Hey, who's your favorite photographer? Who do you work with?" Da 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 da. And then all of a sudden, that person who I used to work with is too busy for me.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait, no, please. I need your help. You know, all of a sudden they're like, oh, I got this gig. Oh, no, I'm busy. I'm like, hey, excuse me. Can you edit something for me? Yeah, no, I'm booked for 2 weeks straight. I was like, oh, with who? Oh, this person. I'm like, oh, all the people that I recommended to you. I see. Okay, well, see you never. Just like...
But that's on
God
them,
damn it.
Though.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
on the photographer.
I know, but it's like, God damn it. I need you, sir.
Do you tell them? Are you like, hey, those are people I recommended?
Not really.
You got to stick up for yourself.
I know, but I'm not that person. You know I what know. I mean? It's like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. I'll hopefully get you when I get you, I guess.
Knowing you, you'll just do it yourself because you're such a powerhouse.
I am able, right? Yeah. That's the thing. I am able and, you know, it does save me money, actually, if I am doing it myself. So I will force myself to do it if I absolutely need to. And I try to find a balance between working with people and photographers and stuff and also doing a lot myself because it does help financially.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes it's like, hey, I really need you for something. And they're like, yeah, nope. I was like, God damn it.
You
like, yeah, no, I'm going here for the weekend. I was like, oh,
you
of course
do
you are.
So much yourself, though. Like, it's, you know, you need a support system and someone
need,
that can come in and help
I
alleviate.
I do need help. And Brandon, my videographer, left for a month on vacation. Rightfully so. And when he got back, I was like, Brandon, please, I need your help. Please come back. Don't leave. And he goes, oh, yeah, no, I have to leave this weekend. I was like, where are you going?
Oh, no.
I was like, please, no, I need you right now. He's like, yeah, no, sorry, I'm gone again. I was like, what do you mean?
Girl.
So I'm very grateful for him because he is fantastic and he's so amazing. So yeah, but then you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm busy. I was like, no, please.
That makes me want to pay my photographer more because he never says no to me. So now I'm like, maybe I owe him a few extra dollars just for never saying no.
Yeah, no, but I'm grateful when people are busy, obviously, and stuff like that. I want people to do well, so it's fine. But sometimes you're like, oh, shit.
You're like, wait, please, no.
Yeah, actually, don't work with that person.
Oh, no.
I need you.
Yeah, I don't feel like I gatekeep in that respect because I only work with happy trigger.
Right,
Which is not my favorite habit. Like, I really like working with new people.
Right.
But I also... I don't know. I don't do it all the time, you know? So it's like, for me, I do try to like get out and work with others when I can. But yeah. It's been 3 years since I've worked with somebody else.
Oh, geez.
So I'm feeling like the itch to like work with another person established.
It can help creatively too as well. Yeah. Like have someone who maybe does work a little differently mm-hmm. or have those different perspectives. So yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
You never know. You might find something great and someone you can work with. Maybe not all the time, but like for sure. special things. So
yeah. Depending on the project and exactly. depends on what you're going for.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
I've definitely felt like I will admit I've been a gatekeeper as well, but not on photographers. There's been some times where you have to let me know if this happens to you.
Okay, okay.
Where a girl that has taken no interest in cosplay DM me. And I know this individual. This happened to me multiple times. So if you are sitting here being like, Dear's talking about me, it's not you, boo boo.
Oh no. They will shade.
DM
oh,
me
goodness.
And they'll be like, How did you get a booth at LACC?
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, okay, let me break it down for you. And I'm like, okay, so do you cosplay? Do you wear any costumes on any of your stuff? And I will look at their feed and they'll be like, well, no, because da 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 da. And I'm like, great, okay, shh, for a second. That's the first thing you need to do. Because if you want a table at a con, you gotta have proof that you like this stuff.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
I don't even care if you don't watch the show, don't read the comic book, and you just like the outfit. Good enough. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But then it's like you tell them, you give them a little bit of advice and then they're like, yeah, but like, I just want to go to the con for free and I just want free tickets. And it's like, okay, here, yeah.
I feel
the truth comes out.
Yeah, there was, and I don't know if it is so much anymore, but definitely a few years ago, there was this weird perception that I guess like cosplay could make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it was
wrong.
Yeah, okay, exactly. It was like a bigger fad type thing. And I do think with the rise of stores, like online shopping and stores and stuff, and there's so many on like store-bought cosplays, online stores that are doing a lot better mm-hmm. at making these store-bought cosplays. Like 10 years ago when I started cosplaying, no, you did not want to buy something online. But they're pretty good now. Like, they're really pretty good. So.
Wait, did you get, like, shade if you bought something online?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my. Don't. Oh, you are not a cosplayer. How dare you buy that store-bought?
There was that stigma about, like, oh, you didn't make it yourself.
You didn't make that? Where's your work in progress?
Yeah, it was horrible.
What do you mean? Yeah, well, actually, when I started, I had several articles written about me that were really mean because I was a playmate who started cosplaying. And the whole thing was like, do you even like this? I could probably find them still. You
Send
know,
them.
Playboy Playmate starts cosplaying, blah, blah, blah.
My sister from another mister, Adrienne Curry, she's America's Next Top Model.
Yep.
She got accused of that because she goes to every single Comic-Con. Yep. She's mm-hmm. like Catwoman, Young Flux, you know, all this stuff like that. They're like, oh, you're just a model.
Yes.
You're just a model. You're not a fan.
It was, and I was, you know, I wasn't like distraught over it, but it definitely sucked. And I kind of had to like prove myself a little bit. I remember, I didn't know this at the time. I found out years later that there's this one girl that was talking mad crap about me. And it wasn't until my one friend who I had known from kind of like club scene and partying and bottle service stuff, who was also like a bigger YouTuber and everything. This one girl was like, oh yeah, like even there's this playmate right now that's like trying to cosplay. It's so dumb.
Oh!
And then my friend was like,
who?
You mean Holly? and the other girl was like, yeah, do you know her? She was like, yeah, I do. What about her?
Oh!
What are you saying?
Ah!
Yeah, and like I was like, and I did, but I didn't know. So I befriended the other person and they were borrowing my cosplays.
What?
I let them borrow because they friended me.
Oh.
And thought,
and you let them?
Yeah, and I had no idea they were talking mad shit about me behind my back. I let them borrow my latex cosplays. We shot together. They like used me for a while and I had no idea until like way later on.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, cool, cool. Thanks, guys. But I had several people be like even bigger people. Kind of like corner me at like house parties and stuff at cons and be like, hey, like, do you like this? Do you want to be here?
Whoa.
Are you like video games? And I was just kind of like, yeah. Should I name off some characters for you? Like, what would you, what would you like me to do?
You don't gotta prove yourself.
Would you like me to give you the history of Zelda? Like, what do you, what do you need here from me? Like, do you need the first game I ever played? Like, yeah, do you need my resume in gaming? Like, it was, it happened to me. So
it happens a lot. Credentials, man.
Yeah.
People,
so
like, what's your credentials? I got accused for that too.
Yeah.
Really?
Cosplay. They're like, he's not a cosplayer. He's not a nerd. Look at him. He's a rock star. He's a rock star.
Oh,
he plays
look
music and all that stuff like that. Yeah.
Look at him.
It's like, you're not a Star Wars nerd. Liar. I'm like, I love Star Wars. It's like, you're just, somebody made that armor for you. Like, no, I made that armor myself.
I think we've gotten better with that. I think we've gotten better with, it's like, listen, and there are so many different, like, subsects within cosplay and nerd culture in general, like all your D&D and your tabletop and your, you know, your comics, your anime, your gaming, all that kind of stuff. There's so many different areas within it. You can love one and know nothing about another.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you're like kind of not within the same group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know everything. Like, it's so silly.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten better at it, but yeah, there was a while, and I'm sure it's still apparent, where people just think you can make a lot of money, and then they kind of come in. But the nice thing is, those people kind of leave just as fast as they come.
Yeah.
Because they realize
it just doesn't work out.
They're like, wait a minute, actually, yeah, no, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
If you don't like this stuff, and then all of a sudden you're in it, I would be like, if I was one of those people, I'd be like, these people are nuts. Get me away from these losers. Nerds. But you know what I mean? I think they just kind of be like, this isn't for me, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's all agree to leave some things behind now that we've got it out of the canoe. Don't be a dude that runs an agency. Just don't be a dude that does that. Don't pretend to be a... Wait. Don't be a dude pretending to be... a girl that you rep DMing us. Don't do that. Let's not gatekeep cosplay anymore.
Yeah.
Or let's not corner people at a party. My gosh, let's not do that anymore. Let's help each other out.
Do you actually game?
Do you even game?
Let's go right now.
Do you game? Smash bro? Do you even Halo bro?
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
What else are we leaving? I can tell you guys some horror stories.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, especially working at a geek bar.
Yeah.
And we're working at a nerd bar, and like, the girls come in dressed up like Starfleet or Star Wars or whatnot. The guys, they just can't handle it. They're like, she's posing.
Whoa.
Which is so funny, because it's like, what girl is trying to pull guys with like...
Do you see that trend now about Star Wars girls?
No. Oh, yeah. We don't want... Do we want more females in Star Wars?
Yeah.
No. But it's taken out of context.
It is.
It was from a podcast, which I actually went through the chain of posting to figure out where it's from.
Oh.
She was being sarcastic.
Oh, no.
Of course.
And then people took it out of context.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, let's leave gatekeeping behind. Let's leave dudes DMing us pretending to run agencies, and let's also leave behind not helping each other out. So if you are a content creator out there who maybe wants to ask either of us on social media for help, advice, if we've worked with a photographer, worked at a location, I mean, I'm kind of volunteering you for this, but we'd be happy to answer your questions.
No, I'll always give people information. Totally, I'm down.
And I've even asked her recently for, what was it, I asked for microphone advice, and then you were like, boop, here's the link. So boop, not hard. Let's help each other out. Well, thank you so much for being in the Delulu canoe with us today.
You're welcome.
My last and final question for you before we wrap it up is, what little Delulu character do you relate with? Let me pull up the...
Yes.
Who are you in the canoe?
Yeah, I'm the doggo.
She's the dog?
I'm like aggressive. Maybe not super mean, but yeah, like, go
You're
away.
Just like,
yeah.
What the F?
Yeah. He looks like he's flipping someone off.
I feel like I'm the bear that's just like shocked at you. I was shook by your energy coming in today. It's so great.
Energy.
Cosmo, what about you? Who are you feeling like?
I'm feeling like maybe the cat.
Oh, you're the cat today.
Yeah,
you're sensitive.
The cat today,
sensitive.
Max, like, there's a lot of things that you guys touched on. Like, I was like, wow, that's happened to me.
I can relate.
Especially with, like, being at a party and somebody like, oh, yeah, Cosmo has a show, blah, blah, blah. And somebody comes up to me and is like, oh, I'm like, hey, you do something really cool. I think it's interesting that the public would like. Would you want to be on my show? It'd be a great episode. Talk about your profession.
Yeah.
They're like, how many subscribers do you have? I'm like,
what?
I'm just starting. I'm at 571.
You just turn around and walk away because you're like, I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah. Well, Let me leave now. That happened to me for the first time. I'm just
Let me just go now.
I was like, what does that have to do with anything? It's like, you know.
Oh, it has everything to do with everything.
And then I was like, they're like, no, I'm sorry. It's like, it was like, well, maybe later. I'll check back with me in a couple of years. I'm like,
okay, good, sir. Thank you.
I'm like, all right, see you later. Have a good one.
Yeah, Goodbye. Exactly.
Let's be kinder to each other. And on that note, I think it's time for us to get on out of this Delulu canoe now that we've aired our grievances.
Woo!
Where, Holly, can they find you on the socials?
You can find me on most socials. Everything is either Holly Wolf or Holly T Wolf. Or if you're into gardening and lifestyle type stuff, you can find me at Wolf of the Wild.
Yeah, go subscribe to her gardening channel. It's so cute and wholesome.
Oh, thank you.
And don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel, if I can say the words. Ring that notification bell so you don't miss a single podcast episode. We've got a lot of guests coming up. And stay Delulu because we say it's the Salulu. I really like that outro. I think I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
And leave us a comment in the comment section below. Tell us how much you love Holly.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.